Ever feel like you're totally lost in the SEO jungle? Like you're surrounded by all this information and everybody's got a different opinion.
Right.
But then you actually try to figure out how much SEO will cost you, you know, in 2024. And suddenly it feels like you're on this whole other quest.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's why we love doing these deep dives.
That's what
we're tackling the crazy world of SEO costs today, and we're focusing on what it actually takes for small to medium businesses like yours to really kill it online.
Yeah.
And get this. We've got this awesome resource from Easy as Pie Design. They eat, sleep, and breathe SEO. So let's like extract some serious golden nuggets of knowledge, right?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And the thing is about SEO pricing, there just isn't a one size fits all. Think of it more like we're going for like bespoke tailoring.
Mm-hmm.
We need to craft a strategy that really fits your online presence, you know?
Okay. Okay. So maybe no magic crystal ball to tell us the exact numbers.
Right.
But it sounds like it's more about like having the right measuring tape. Knowing what to ask in the first place.
Exactly.
And speaking of questions, our source dives into these three main pricing models for SEO. We've got hourly rates, project-based fees, and then those super popular monthly retainers. Have you seen that a lot?
Yeah, those are pretty standard. You know, it's kind of like deciding how you want to experience a restaurant. Do you want to go a la carte, order the prefix menu, or like go all out with the chef's tasting menu.
I like where this is going. Okay, so let's break it down. Let's start with those hourly rates. I mean, they seem pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah.
You're just paying for the time. What's the catch?
Well, yeah, at first glance, yeah, it sounds super simple. You pay for the time spent, which, you know, that works out okay if you've just got very specific tasks in mind. But, and this is key, a good SEO consultant, someone with experience, they can charge, like, anywhere from $175 to $300 an hour.
Wow.
And those hours, they add up fast, especially if you're looking for more than like a quick fix. This isn't a Band-Aid situation.
No, not at all. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So hourly sounds like it could drain your budget really fast unless you just have a super specific thing. So then what about project-based pricing? Is that more the sweet spot for most businesses, would you say?
Yeah, it can be a really strategic choice if you've got like a clear goal, like maybe you're launching a new website or, you know, doing a big content marketing push. It's like commissioning a custom piece, you know, and the source we're looking at today, they're saying these project costs can range wildly. Think anywhere from $25,000 to, get this, $200,000.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Depending on how complex the project is and the scope, obviously.
Okay, so maybe not an impulse purchase.
Right.
But definitely could be a game changer for your business. All right, so then that brings us to the monthly retainer, which I feel like more and more people are talking about these days. Is that kind of like the all-in option for businesses who are serious about SEO?
Yeah, it can be a big investment for sure. Monthly retainers, they're often the priciest option up front. We're talking often between $10,000 to $30,000 per month.
Wow.
But you're also getting a much deeper level of engagement with that. It's about building that long-term strategy, you know, really integrating SEO into your overall business goals. And honestly, you have a dedicated team in your corner.
Okay, so more commitment, but the potential for like way bigger impact down the line. It's starting to make sense why there's such a big price range. But I've got to ask, when we talk about investing in SEO, what are we actually paying for? It seems like a bit of a black box from the outside.
That's such a good point. SEO can feel like this like mysterious beast, right? So it's really important to understand what's actually going on behind the scenes.
And the cool thing is our friends over at Easy as Pie Design, they actually give us a little peek behind the curtain in this article.
Yeah.
So they break down all the key components of SEO, and they start with keyword research.
That's right.
They actually even call it finding the right treasure map, which I love that analogy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's perfect. Because, you know, choosing the right keywords, it's all about attracting the right audience to your site. Like, we want the people who are actually searching for what you offer.
Exactly.
And that means taking the time to really do in-depth analysis, using the right tools. A lot of times there are specialized tools to kind of unearth those, like, those hidden gems, you know?
Right.
And obviously all those factors play into the cost, too.
It's like you're not just trying to get found online. You're trying to get found by the people who actually want what you're selling.
Exactly.
So we've got our treasure map. What's next?
Okay. So next is website optimization, which is basically making sure your website is Google friendly.
Okay.
Because, you know, you could have the best treasure map in the world, but if people can't find their way to your website,
right,
it's not going to do any good. It's like making sure your store is easy to find. The doors are open. The lights are on.
Exactly. And that's where it gets a little technical. That's where you need some like serious expertise. you need a good SEO pro who can look at your website's structure, the loading speed, even like how the code itself is written.
Yeah.
All those things really matter. And all of that work, you know, that behind the scenes stuff that requires specialized knowledge, which again, that plays into the cost.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so we've got a user-friendly site. The keywords are on point. Now, what about the actual content itself? That's got to be a huge part of this whole thing.
Content is, oh my gosh, it's so important. You know what they say? Content is king.
Right.
Google wants to see high-quality, valuable content. And this source in particular, they emphasize that Google really likes longer-form content these days.
I was just going to say, I've been hearing that. So is it all about, like, writing these novel-length blog posts, just like fill it with keywords and call it a day?
Not quite.
Yeah.
So yes, Google likes longer form content because it shows that you're answering a searcher's query in depth. But it's not just about the length. It's got to be engaging. It has to be high quality. I mean, think about it this way. Would you want to read something that's just a wall of text?
No way.
Even if it's full of keywords? Probably not.
I'd be hitting that back button so fast.
Exactly. So it's really about striking that balance. You want to be comprehensive, make sure you're answering the questions people have, but you also want to make sure it's an enjoyable reading experience.
Yeah, find that sweet spot.
Exactly. And a lot of times, you know, that means bringing in someone who's really good at this. You need a good SEO copywriter. They know how to, like, craft this content that's engaging, but also ranks well in search.
It's like investing in a storyteller for your website.
Yeah.
Someone who can weave in those keywords, you know, and make it sound good.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got the map, the optimized website, the amazing content. What else does this SEO beast need?
Backlinks. Backlinks are huge.
Okay, tell me more about that. I've heard that term, but...
So backlinks are basically like gold stars from other websites. They show Google that your site is credible, it's trustworthy, other people vouch for you.
Okay.
Think of it this way. The more quality backlinks you have pointing back to your website, the more Google's going to trust you as a good source of information.
It makes sense. Okay, so how do you actually get those backlinks? Is it like digital networking?
It's exactly like that. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
So part of it is creating amazing content that people naturally want to link to. Right.
Right.
But then, you know, it goes beyond that. You
yeah.
have to do outreach. You've got to build relationships with influencers in your industry, maybe even leverage digital PR.
Oh, interesting.
It's about getting your name and your content in front of the right people.
So it's not just like, hey, link to me, I'll link to you kind of thing.
No, no, no. It can't be transactional like that. It has to be genuine.
It can't be real.
You're building relationships, establishing yourself as like a thought leader in your space.
Right.
And all of that takes time and effort, which, again, you know, factors into the cost.
Yeah. Okay. So the more hands-on this work is, the more expensive it's going to be.
Right.
Makes sense. It's like the difference between buying a basic toolkit and hiring a contractor to do a whole renovation.
There you go. Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's talk about these different price tiers that they outline in this article. Because they talk about, like, cheap SEO and then mid-range SEO, high-end. They even mention enterprise-level SEO.
Yeah.
There's like a whole spectrum.
Yeah, there really is.
Bad.
And it's easy to get caught up in the numbers themselves, but this is really key. With SEO, cheap is a huge red flag.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We're talking like $1,000 to $5,000 a month. Now, I know that might sound tempting, especially if you're just starting out, you're trying to be budget conscious.
Right.
But a lot of times these providers, they're cutting corners.
Oh, no.
Or worse, they're using like these black hat tactics that could seriously damage your website in the long run.
It's like that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true,
it probably is.
Exactly. Okay, so buyer beware when it comes to those super low prices. What about that mid-range then? What are we looking at there?
So this is where things start to get really interesting. The source we're looking at, they position this as a really good, solid investment for a lot of businesses. Mm-hmm. Prices are typically in that $6,000 to $15,000 a month range.
Okay.
At this level, you're getting a much more comprehensive strategy, usually custom content creation.
Yeah.
There's a real focus on that long-term sustainable growth.
Okay, so bigger investment up front, but potential for bigger returns. And then there's that high end, that enterprise level. That's like the big leagues, right?
That's for like the big players in the game. So high-end SEO, which can be, you know, tens of thousands of dollars per month.
Mm-hmm.
That's for businesses that are in super competitive markets.
Right.
Think of companies where, like, even the tiniest increase in search ranking can translate to a massive amount of revenue.
Wow.
And then there's enterprise SEO, which is, that's a whole other ballgame. We're talking six-figure, even seven-figure monthly budgets.
What?
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Huge e-commerce sites, global brands, you know, companies that have these really complex websites and a worldwide audience. They basically need an entire team of SEO experts at their beck and call.
Wow, that is intense. Okay, so the price range for this stuff can go from a few thousand dollars a year to literally millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Wild. But I think a key takeaway, and you said this all along, is that quality and experience really matter.
It makes all the difference.
We're not just out here shopping for keywords. We're investing in, like, the expertise. And that expertise is what could make or break our success online.
100%. It's about finding that SEO partner who understands your goals, who knows how to deal with those crazy algorithms, and can help you build a strategy that actually gets results.
It's like finding a business partner, not just, you know, someone you're hiring for a quick job.
It's a relationship for sure.
But all this talk about investment brings up a big question, and I'm sure everyone listening is wondering. What about the return on investment? How do you even measure SEO success? It's not as easy as just, like, looking at how many people clicked on an ad.
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And you're right. It's not as clear-cut as some other marketing channels.
Right.
It's where things get really interesting.
So SEO ROI.
Okay.
Can you even really measure it? Or is it like this, I don't know, mystical thing?
It's definitely measurable, but you're right. It's not as straightforward as some other things. Like you said, it's not as easy as looking at, like, clicks on an ad.
Right.
Our source mentions this basic ROI formula, but honestly, in the real world, it's way more, there's more to it than that.
Right, because it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
You don't just, like, throw a bunch of money at it and then suddenly, you know, magic happens overnight.
Nope. Think of it more like planting a garden. You're carefully prepping the soil, you're picking the right plants, you're nurturing them consistently, and then, over time, you start to see what you've been working for. Like, this source, they actually use a 36-month time frame.
Wow.
As a benchmark for, like, really evaluating the ROI. That's 3 years.
That's a long time. Why so long?
Because it takes time for everything to really, like, take root. Hmm. Your content needs time to gain traction. The backlinks we were talking about, those take time to build authority. Google itself has to, like, recognize your site as a trustworthy source.
Yeah.
It's about playing the long game, you know? It's not about these quick little wins.
The longer you keep at it, the better it gets.
Exactly. It compounds over time. Remember that case study we mentioned earlier with Easy as Pie Design and their client who went from making, like, $18,000 a month to over $350,000 a month?
Yeah.
All through SEO. That's a pretty good return on investment.
That's incredible. See, this is why we do these deep dives. All right, so let's say someone is listening to this and they're like, all right, I'm convinced. I'm ready to jump into this whole SEO thing. How do they even begin to choose the right partner? Because there are so many agencies out there, so many consultants, everyone saying they're the best.
It's true. There are a lot of voices out there.
So how do you choose?
Finding that SEO partner, it's critical. It's like almost like choosing, I don't know, a hiking guide or something.
Okay.
You want someone who's experienced, who knows the terrain, who understands where you want to go. And, you know, communication is key. This source really stresses that you have to be able to understand each other. Like, no jargon allowed.
Yes. No more getting lost in the technical weeds. What else? What else should people look for?
Ask for proof. Ask for case studies, testimonials from actual clients. See examples of their work. And don't be afraid to ask those tough questions. What are your KPIs? How are you measuring success? What can I, like, realistically expect to see? A good SEO partner, they'll be upfront, they'll be transparent, open to talking through these things. And honestly, they should be invested in your success.
It's like any partnership, right? It's all about trust. Find that SEO soulmate.
There you go. Someone who gets your vision and can help you achieve it.
This has been amazing. We covered so much ground today. I mean, pricing models, ROI, how to find the right SEO partner.
That's a lot.
It is. But before we go, our friends at Easy as Pie Design, they left us with this really interesting question, and I want to leave it with you all to think about. They basically said, with AI changing, like, everything about how we do SEO, how do you stay ahead of the curve?
That's the question, isn't it?
It really is. So much to think about. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Remember, SEO doesn't have to be this big mystery. With the right knowledge, the right partner, you can do amazing things, grow your business. Until next time, happy optimizing.